Hi, Tony.
It's great to meet you guys.
Yeah, you
Good to
too,
meet you too.
man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I get to talk with you, and I get to talk about this amazing series. Wow. I have to ask you. I'll start with Anthony. Was this an was the audition process hard?
The audition process, I had done a TV show a couple of years ago on HBO called The Plot Against America, and one of the producers had seen me in that, and I played a young, cocky Jewish New York guy, and they wanted me for the series somewhere, but they didn't know which role. And I had read just a random audition scene, and it was a very cool guy. He was smoking in it. I don't know what he was doing. I forget. But they said, "Here's the episodes. Is there anyone else, any specific role you like?" And the first scene of Harry Crosby, he was like throwing up in a plane, and I was like, "That guy." I was like, "I don't know why." But I just felt so drawn to him. And I think they were a bit trepidatious for me auditioning for it at first, and they wanted me to do someone else. But then I made a tape with a friend in Ireland. And I had this like 10-minute clip of Crosby speaking. And I just listened to that for a few days and walked around Belfast going into stores pretending to be Harry Crosby and trying to fool people into thinking that's how he speaks, that's how he moves. And then I made the tape and yeah, luckily a couple of weeks later I got the call saying, Stephen and Tom and Gary loved it and they loved the offer of the role. So it was very, very cool.
And Nate, boy, your character, Robert Rosenthal, is just an amazingly deep character. Was that what attracted you to the role?
I mean, absolutely. I remember when I first came across it, reading the script, and there was something familiar to me about Rosie. I mean, he reminded me a little bit of my own grandfather. And then as I got to learn more about him and his life, I was just blown away by some of the choices he made and and just what he went through and how much how personal this effort was for him. That's so incredible on my end because it's so much to sink my teeth into, and in the process of really falling in love with him and his life, I tried to bring that to life on the screen in the story.
Anthony, our time is so limited. I could talk to you guys for a couple of hours on costuming and all that, but what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Masters of the Air?
I mean, I watched it in a theater the other day. I watched the first three, and people were cheering, people were clapping, people were crying, and it was like, wow, we've been so close to the project for a number of years that I think you forget like what it's like to view it with fresh eyes. And being in the room the other night and seeing the audience really go for it and really feel engaged and affected, I just can't wait for people to watch it at home.
Yeah, I it's such a salute to the greatest generation and those guys. And
Totally.
what a joy it must be to be part of something like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fantastic, man. Real honor.
Thank you both for your time, and God bless you.
God bless
Thank
you,
you.
man. Thank you.